The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Slab Beer. Since 1931, they've been making it the same way, and it's starting to get old, you know.
Yeah, change it. Why don't you change it up a little bit?
Change up the formula, guys, because it sucks. Slab Beer, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is on the air.
Well, it's on the...
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
Yes. And this is General Kalen Shaw, along with Margaret Gray.
Hello.
Bud Dickman.
Yeah.
And Robert Leonard. And we are here today to kick off this week. Phil is indisposed. He's, where is he?
Oh, let me see. What am I supposed to say? Oh, he's out of town. That's it.
Well, what do you mean, what are you supposed to say?
This is a ruse, all right? Phil is just trying to work some time off. I don't know what.
Now, are you 100%?
What is it? Could you turn that down, Bud?
Yeah, but Mr. Henry likes to have it trail out, you know. Jesus.
Yeah, he wants it to trail out.
You want something to trail out, they'll find a trail, which is really your body scraping along the...
His body scraping along the floor.
Yeah, that's bad, Miss Gray.
Well, you know what? It's bad, then.
Hey, Mr. Henry says to trail it out. What do you do with that? You say my body is like they're scraping? What?
Would you please, before I start swinging on somebody...
All right, anyway, welcome to the program. Before you start swinging on someone.
That's right. That's how I warm up. I start to. And then when I connect, Katie bar the door.
What does that mean, anyway?
Yeah, don't wonder about that.
What does what mean?
What does Katie bar the door mean?
Katie bar the dough.
The door!
It's an old... You should know, General. You're older than me.
Anyway, welcome to the program. Jesus H. Phil is not here. And at this rate, I don't blame him if he never comes back. We do have for you tonight, Tom Dovka, or this morning, or whatever you're listening to this.
That's right. This is for download, of course, on demand.
Rubbing your hands together for.
Please.
Bud, shut up, or I'm going to let her go ahead and do what she wants with you, and you know that ain't going to feel good.
Well.
Yeah?
Nothing.
So what were we saying? Oh, yeah. So we have Tom Dovka, we also have Bobby Dooley, who'll be on to talk a little bit about Steve, her husband, and he did a real numbnut. Jesus.
Yeah, did you hear about this?
Well, now, hold on. Steve was demonstrating for the boys that certain properties of fire and so forth...
Yeah, he wasn't demonstrating anything. He was acting like an ass, and somehow they tried to turn that into a big deal learning moment. So be that as it may. But welcome to the program. Yeah, Phil is not here, and the whole reason why he's not here is his. I don't know why he's not here.
Yeah, he said he's just taking some time off, kind of think about it, you know.
Yeah, he wants to just kind of get lost in thought.
What does that mean, he wants to get lost in thought?
I don't know. This is him screwing with our minds, all right? Now, you know that as well. Phil and this Bozell, these two guys...
Well, what do they got going on?
What does that mean?
Well, what do you mean, these two guys?
The two of them get lost in thought. They got to think about things. I don't know. Anyway, so we're here. I guess Phil will be back when, tomorrow?
I don't know. He said to check in.
This is going to start to piss me off because, you know what? I want more money.
Well, if you get more money, I get more money.
I think that
yeah.
All right, then I don't want more money.
All right.
Then I'll back off, too.
Thanks a lot for nothing.
Well, General, what did you think was going to happen? You start talking about more money.
Anyway, let me please get on with the program. I will say this. I was at Phil's house yesterday out at the beach, and he made chili, and it was very good. And I wanted to mention this to you, Margaret, because you were talking about this being... Jane Wells was on TV, wasn't she?
Yes, Jane Wells of CNBC. Lovely girl. Jane was talking about these protein peas that they have, that they're growing in Montana. And apparently the crop is good, and they do a lot of business with the manufacturers of this Beyond Meat and these non-meat protein sources. What does he say? What?
Hey, Bud, how many times I got to tell you?
What are you talking about non-meat?
There's going to be a murder, Bud, and it's going to be yours.
Hold on. Hey, Bud, you want to get over that already?
Yeah, man, that's not funny anymore. All right.
Couple of times you go non-meat, ha, ha, ha. Okay, now it's not even funny.
As I was saying, so they have these non-meat protein sources. And Jane was saying on television that while there is a good market here in the United States for these protein kinds of vegetable products, it's not big enough. And the tariff, or the tariffs, or what have you, this trade war with China and India is really putting a crimp on it.
Right, so the point being that this is a popular product, And Phil was using it for this chili that we had. And I got to tell you, it's pretty good.
You say it was like, does it taste like meat?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it did. And it was like ground meat. And he put it into a big pot with...
Hold on. What were you doing over there?
I was breaking bread with a man because he wanted to tell me about doing the show today.
Okay,
You were going to call me Margaret?
No, but I was... Yes, I was, but I caught myself. Miss Gray, don't get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, I shouldn't get your feelings hurt.
I'm not getting my feelings hurt, but you're sitting over there. You're at his home. You're breaking bread. What are you guys talking about? Stocks and bonds? Real big shots, huh?
No, we were not being big shots. Phil was just filling in, you know, details on how he wanted me to do the show today.
You want to share some of those?
No, it's really none of your business. I've got it all upstairs. And
this is what I'm talking about. And this is designed to piss me off. Now, you hear my throat. I suffered right along with Phil with this cold. Now you hear what's going on with me. I can be...
Oh, Margaret, knock it off.
Wait a minute.
You want some water, Miss Gray?
Please.
No, yeah. Tell me to go get it. You get it.
You get it, bud. Margaret, are you faking it?
You know full well I'm not faking it. My throat is not 100%. Now you're off at Phil's house, breaking bread and eating chili that he made out of non-meat.
Yeah, see? Oh, what does that mean?
Hold on. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry that your throat isn't back 100%, Margaret, but as I said, Phil was talking with me about how he wanted things to go today, and I'm just trying to do what the man said to do without getting too many of you people nuts.
Yeah, that's all he's trying to do.
Oh, that's all he's trying to do. Okay.
And you know, may I say this, as long as we're doing this all in front of the audience...
Now, hold on. Be careful. What are you going to reveal?
Margaret, as long as we're doing... You have these meltdowns. Bud does. Everybody does. So why don't I just say this, okay? Your constant complaining and insecurity, I think, is bad for this show.
How dare you tell me what's good for this show?
I'm just telling you. It's a very bad thing when you show that you're insecure over the fact that I'm hosting a few shows.
Why am I not allowed to host one of these shows? Robert, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Henry doesn't like... To be honest, but do you want to know the honest truth?
No, I want to lie.
No, you better not tell her.
I will tell her.
You guys better not be effing with me.
No, Mr. Henry feels your voice is not strong enough to take a hosting a position on the show over 30, 45 minutes.
As we said, he said your voice is... Kind of, it's a female voice is a little delicate.
All right, so...
Oh, and Bobby Dooley, who did her own podcast, this is absolute garbage. You know that?
Margaret, it doesn't... Phil loves you on the show. He likes you in this capacity where you're commenting and not hosting. Now, that's all I got to say about that. We got to move on.
Oh, well, okay, General.
That's what I am. Don't wear it out.
Shit.
All right, so first things first. Tom Dovka is back.
Holy. What's the problem?
I'm stuck in a...
Yeah, this guy is Dovka.
We're all going to... You know what? Tom Dovka is a giant you-know-what sandwich, and we all got to take a bite.
Hey.
Well, that's true.
Tom Dovka is back, and wanted to comment. I don't know. This was something Phil said he wanted to comment on the future of some of the coaches of the National Football League. As you know, we don't watch football, or at least Phil doesn't watch football around here.
Why don't you be your own man and just talk about what it is you want to do?
Because I'm doing the Phil Henry Show. And with Tom up, he's in Orange, California tonight. Tom, welcome to the Phil Henry Show. And you were interested in the coaching changes in the National Football League.
Let me just say, I'm sorry to interrupt your program, but I request this time so I could talk with you, General, and Margaret, and everybody. This is a time of year when, as a broadcast executive, we get a little vicarious thrill out of something that we have been denied. Now, you're going to misunderstand me, and you're going to think that I do this because I'm a sadistic so-and-so, but I'm not. I just that as a broadcast executive, one of the pleasures, and it's a simple pleasure, and it's nothing that I don't think it hurts anybody, but it's a simple pleasure that we had, was that we could make someone feel insecure to the point where they didn't know if they had a job or not on Friday, and they had to wait till Monday. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand.
Tom, this is Margaret. What are you talking about when you were a general manager?
Yeah, but I'm talking about back before I was a consultant, yeah.
All right, and you love to do what?
You're going to misunderstand.
You're talking about making somebody feel insecure. How do you do that?
Hold on for a minute. If Phil was there, and I'm surprised he's not there, why is he not there?
He's taking some time off. I don't know. He didn't tell me. He just said, you know, I'm going to take a few days off. Maybe his throat's not back 100%.
His throat's not. See, this is what I'm talking about. If I was Henry's boss, I would, like, ignore him in the hallway, and I would, if he might say, hey, how you doing, Tom? I'd say, yeah, you know. And I'd just, like, I'd have, maybe I'd throw a cocktail party or something, and I wouldn't invite him to the cocktail party, see?
And all right, all of this sounds as if you're very adept at making employees feel insecure. What is that about?
Well, what it's about, Ms. Gray, is what I'm trying to tell you is it was one of the few, it's nothing sadistic, because you're not going to fire a guy, but when things were going against you, when you were not, maybe people upstairs or you were not making you feel secure, you could take the air talent and you could tell them, boy, you know, that wasn't a very good, you didn't have very good ratings last trends, you know. And then you just make them feel bad. And then when Friday would roll around and you wouldn't fire them, and they say, did you want to talk? I say, let's talk Monday, okay? I got some things I got to do this weekend. And that makes them feel.
Yeah, so in other words, you've got it down, Tom, in the area of how to make an employee feel so insecure that he wants to throw up all through the weekend until Monday when he gets to hear about his future.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about throwing up, did I?
No, I'm very curious as to why you want to bring this up.
That's a good question. What is the point? I know that Christmas was last week, so we can't really say it's the holiday season and you shouldn't be talking this way. Why are you bringing this up?
Yeah, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because they do the exact same thing in the National Football League, and no one is breaking Jerry Jones. For instance, no one's breaking Jerry Jones' castanet. You hear anybody break a ball? You know?
Can't see that.
You shouldn't say break, you know what, because we're...
There's no MC. I hear you guys use every kind of vulgarity in the...
As long as Phil's not here, we don't know if we can clear that.
Oh. Look, I am a consultant.
Yeah, but you don't consult this show.
Yeah, but that technically makes me of a higher... forget it.
All right, so you enjoy this time of year in the National Football League because it reminds you of being a broadcast executive, huh?
A little bit, yeah, because what you were able to do back then is you'd say, hey, like Phil, let's say it was Phil, listen, I want to talk to you about your show. You know, you didn't have very good ratings the last time out. And
I'm sure Phil has been through this, so this would cause a great deal of, internal sickness, shall we say.
What?
Never mind. So what is your point?
By the way, your throat, Ms. Gray, if you don't mind me saying, if I was your boss, I'd say...
Yeah, you'd say, let's meet later on.
No, not meet as in what you're thinking. I'd say, I would do it so...
Yeah, do it so you feel insecure about having a job to come back to.
All right, so...
Let me ask something, Tom. Why should we care about what you're telling us? Why should we feel good about this? Why should we... boy, look at this. Look at that...
Oh, this is the new Robert Downey Jr. film with the whales.
Hey, you know, I'm right here. I'm sitting here like an unflushed turd. That's what I am. That's what you treat me like. An unflushed turd.
It's Dr. Doolittle. Oh, we're just looking at Dr. Doolittle.
You're looking at what?
Dr. Doolittle. It's the new Dr. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr.
Well, what's that got to do?
All right, go ahead. So... You're talking about this time of year when coaches are on the line, they're hanging by their fingernails, and this gives you a vicarious thrill.
No, I wouldn't say it gives me a vicarious thrill, but what it does is it reminds me of a time when the broadcast business had the same set of, you know what, the same set of down there. They had it going on down there. Just the same way they do in the NFL. And you had a guy like a program director, just like this guy Jerry Jones has got this guy Jason Garnett, whatever his name is.
It's Jason Garrett, I think.
Yes, it's Jason Garrett.
Was that Margaret who...
Yeah, it's Greg. How do you know about that?
You know about...
Yeah, that's right, because I read the news. You don't?
Yes, I do, and I knew who...
Well, no, you didn't. Margaret knew. Sorry. So now Jason Garrett is waiting to basically get an axe to chop his head off, right?
He's waiting to get an axe.
He's waiting for Jerry Jones.
Yeah, but if Jerry Jones is playing it beautiful, they asked Jerry Jones. He said, "Hey, what do you think?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's going to have to wait the weekend. I have not yet made a determination." And what that does is it makes the coach, in the case of radio, makes the talent. There's a little bit of sweat. You sweat, and you want to be sick in a sink.
So what's the good of that?
What's the good of that? The good of it is to show who's in charge, who's in control, and who has the most best interests of the station or the team and who has the best instincts. Okay.
Now, it sounds to me, Tom, like it's a sadistic thing because something's going wrong with your life. You want to mess with somebody else.
I didn't say no. Hold on for a minute.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds like another one of your Tom Dovka radio executive moments where you wish everything was back the way it was, say, 15, 20 years ago, and you could fire a guy and watch him get throw up into a sink, as you were saying.
No, I do not. No, that is not it.
Well, then what is it? Because You're saying there's nothing you're saying that's redeeming here. There's no redeeming value to you saying, boy, the good old days when we had the same pair of you-know-whats as the football people, right?
Boy, your voice sounds really lousy.
That's you trying to make her feel insecure.
Yeah, you're trying to make her feel insecure by saying her voice sound lousy.
Exactly.
Hey, what happened to you guys? You used to have a pair. You guys used to be able to laugh and sing and frolic.
Phil's not here, so we're playing this real tight. Now, what's the story?
You're playing it tight.
That's right.
The story is that Dallas Cowboys, honored by all rights, have said to Jason Garrett, you're fired, and thrown him out of the facility just as soon as that game was over, wherever they were. I don't know where they played the game. They played that in...
I think it was in D.C., wasn't it? And I think they won.
What do you mean they won?
They kicked the crap out of the Red. No, it was in Dallas?
I think it was in Dallas, but let me double check. Yeah, the Cowboys was at home.
All right, there you go. So, by all rights, at the end of that game, Jerry Jones should have said, get your ass, get away from me.
Well, you know what? Jerry Jones didn't do that, and he hasn't done it. And it sounds to us as if you're going to get a sort of a... You were hoping to get a vicarious thrill.
It doesn't give me a thrill, yeah, to hear Jones say, because that's what a strong executive does.
A strong exec? You're saying a strong... Where are you, by the way?
I'm at the shopping mall on the Orange. I'm down here at the block on the Orange, you know. I got my wife is here and my nephews are here, and they're fooling around. I don't know. What are you guys doing? They're playing a video game. What I'm saying is that this is when you show the strength of character, the direction.
The strength of character, the direction of the team by having a man dangle, not knowing what his fate is.
That's right. Yeah. No.
Yeah, but you like to watch it happen.
It's something that reminds me of the times
when you used to be able to F with people, just as Phil was saying.
Yeah, Phil is prejudiced against all radio. This is what I wanted to say. Phil is prejudiced against all radio executives. That's why he don't want me to consult his show. That's why he don't even want me. He's prejudiced and he's racist against the...
What do you mean he's racist, man? He just doesn't like radio executives.
Yeah, well, you don't think that that's... It's not racist, but you don't think that's bigoted?
Well, but it's bigoted. I mean, based on race?
Based on... How I'm white, yeah. Did you think he'd be that way if the executive was black?
I don't know. You know, you'd have to ask him, but I doubt it. Here, Tom, is where we're going to have to end the conversation.
Well, hold on for a minute.
And we'll let you know if Jason Garrett is fired or...
I'll find out. I don't need that. But point I'm trying to make, and the audience is with me on this, how come all I wanted to do...
All you want to do is to be able to fire a guy slowly over the course of a whole weekend the way Jerry Jones is doing it to Jason Garrett. And I think it's sadistic.
Whoa. You start...
We all agree with the general.
Oh, don't you just all agree? What are you, Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland? And you're going to all have a dance in the bar. Yeah? You all have a dance?
There is Tom Dovka for a purposeless, meaningless... Absolutely empty, devoid of any quality, any nutritional value, interview. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yay!
Coming back, we have Bobby Dooley, and Bobby will be talking with us about a contest she's been running.
Yeah, Bobby Dooley's been running a contest. What's her favorite color?
Did she have a winner?
Yes, she did.
And also, we'll be talking with Bobby about her husband, Steve, and... Apparently he set himself on fire, is that it?
Yeah, he was demonstrating how to set yourself on fire.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, you guys, good luck.
Margaret, by the way, they brought you back too soon.
I know, I can feel my throat. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And I'm Pete Bone. I hope you'll join me for concise, for literate, and for very strong opinions held strongly down through the years, researched, and real, real quality conversation. I'm Pete Bone, and what I think and what I believe, I never sway from. Sometimes I do change my mind, and when I do, I'll let you know. But the Pete Bone Show, when I change my mind, I've got a good reason, or I'm scared. The Pete Bone Show, absolutely, solidly, 100% locked into my opinions. I get scared and I change my mind. The Pete Bone Show, the do don't.
On a Cavco intergalactic satellite link up. I'm Todd Daka.
Hi, I'm Ivanka Trump, and you're, I'm Don Jr. Right. And I'm Eric. Eric, okay.
Celebrity voices impersonated.
This is the Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Yes, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw. And,
well, we have Bobby Dooley. Bobby's going to come on now and talk with us about the doings there at her house. And... now, I don't know what this is, bud.
Yeah, well, apparently, her husband Steve was showing the boys how to light themselves on fire or something.
Wait a minute, you got to be kidding me.
Let's listen to what this is. Bobby Dooley is joining us now from her home in Western Estates. Bobby, this situation the guys are talking about, where Steve lit himself. I know he didn't light himself on fire.
No, he did not. It's absolutely absurd. He was showing the boys a trick whereby he could put a little bit of lighter fluid on his skin and he could light it on fire and it wouldn't hurt for about 5 seconds. Then you'd have to put, you know, water on it.
He was doing what? He was doing this to his sons?
Yes. Is this the general?
Yes.
All right. We don't need a lecture or anything.
I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'm just wanting to know what the situation was.
It sounds a little bit dangerous.
It was not dangerous. Steve's here. Steve?
Yeah. You know, everybody's... trying to bust down on me about this.
I don't want to bust on you, Steve, but I want to find out, did you put lighter fluid on your arm?
Yeah, I put lighter fluid on my arm, and I lit it, and I go, yeah, like I was a Buddhist monk.
Steve lit it on, he lit his arm on fire, then he hopped around a little bit on the driveway, and he went, I'm a Buddhist monk, and it's Vietnam. And the boys had a big laugh, and Steve did too. So,
what? I don't understand it. I'm a Buddhist monk.
Apparently the Buddhist monks, some of them set fire to themselves to protest the Vietnam War back in the day.
Are you kidding me? And he's making fun of it?
He's not making fun of it, Steve.
I wasn't making fun of it. The first thing that came to mind when I showed the kids, look, you know, you can light yourself on fire. Forget it.
I'll do it. You can set your arm on fire. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
All right, you can set your arm on fire. And you can hop around. Right, Steve?
Yeah, I'm trying to show them that it doesn't burn. For a few seconds, it doesn't burn.
You're showing your sons how to use lighter fluid on their arms.
My boys are almost all in high school, or will be within the next several years, okay? So there's nothing...
Our boys are not about to light themselves on fire. I think what Steve was showing them was, did you soak your arm in water or something?
No, I didn't. Yeah, well, I put my arm under the sink. Yeah, it had water on it. Then I put oil.
That's it. He put oil, and then he lit your arm.
Yeah, then I lit the arm.
So you were showing them how oil and water don't mix?
Yeah, but something like that, but I forget.
Well, did it burn you?
It burned. Yeah, it burned. I had to get...
You had to go to the doctor.
Wait a minute. You... All right. Why are we talking about this?
Because I told you about it, and you made a big thing about it.
Yeah, Bobby said to me that you wanted to talk and chastise me for it, and I said, sure. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Hey, let me ask something, Dooley, and forgive me for addressing you by your last name, but I don't really like you all that much.
All right, you don't like me. I don't know why you don't like me.
That's okay. So you light your arm on fire.
It wasn't my arm, it was just the top.
It was just the top part of his arm. But the problem that you're having, and a lot of people are having, is you think it's racism because Steve went, ah. How did you do it, Steve?
Yeah, it was really funny. The kids laughed. They went, I'm a Buddhist monk.
You know something? That sounds like something that I probably did when I was a kid.
Yeah, see? See? Right there.
But not an adult. And you're an adult man. You've got kids of your own.
Hey, let me ask something, General. Do you have kids? I never did find out.
You got kids of your own.
Yeah, that's right. And I showed them, and you know something? I did that on Saturday, and they haven't lit themselves.
The boys haven't lit anything. You know, they're not...
Oh, they haven't lit themselves on fire yet.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
They have not... Well, you're the ones that are saying that they're subject to all kinds of ridiculous, I don't know, ridiculous influences.
All I'm saying is, it's a dangerous thing to teach these kids. This is not to...
Yeah, we want to talk about your contest.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Steve?
The Bobby Dooley contest, and Bobby asks...
Is Steve in this, or what is going on?
Steve's the announcer, all right?
Well, where is it? Where do you do this from?
We do it on the internet, okay? Only we do it on, like, on our Facebook page, or we do it on our Twitter feed. But Steve announces it from his Twitter feed, and then I do it.
Yeah. What do you mean Steve announces?
General, do you mind? Steve announces it from his Twitter feed, and then I do it.
All right, so Steve announces what?
All right, so I'll be on my Twitter feed. I go, what's Bobby Dooley's favorite color? You have, 3 minutes or something to answer.
Right, then I go to my Twitter feed, and I look and see what Steve, if anybody's talking to Steve about it. Okay.
Why don't you have them just, come to your Twitter feed?
Well, we could do that.
Yeah, we could say go to Bobby's Twitter feed. I just didn't think to do it.
But anyway, so Steve says, yeah. What's Bobby Dooley's favorite color? And let me see her name. Yes, it was Brenda Clavendale of Morton, Indiana.
That's right. And she guessed brown.
Right. So I go, congratulations to Brenda Clavendale of Morton, Indiana. You're right. My favorite color is brown. And the reason for that is because I do tan.
Now, you've been doing an awful lot of talking about tanning lately. Is this what the contest is about?
No, the contest isn't about tanning. Steve asked the question, do you tan? And I go, yeah, I did, on Twitter.
Yeah, this is all on Twitter.
So, yeah, I saw that. So, do you tan? And you said, yes, you do.
Yes, I do. I tan, but I'm white. You know what? This is getting into some uncomfortable areas because I said to someone, President Trump is going to win re-election because there's more whites than there are tanned.
Well, you said brown people.
I did say brown. I meant to say tan because I wanted to tie it in to the contest.
So President Trump is going to win.
Yeah, don't do any politics.
All right, never mind. All right, Bobby, so the winner is?
The winner is Brenda Clavendale of Morton, Indiana. And Steve lit his arm on fire. But apologizes, right, Steve?
Yeah, I apologize for saying that it was a Buddhist monk.
Okay, anything else?
I mean, no, all we wanted to know was that she hung up.
Yes, she did.
Hey, Ms. Dooley, you can't hang up, all right? It's just impossible.
Well, what is it that you people are trying to bust my...
Cast the nets over, okay?
Did it again, she went butch.
Yeah, she just went butch. Mr. Henry warned you about that.
Yeah, I know he did.
What's that all about?
What are you looking at me for?
Well, what's the butch thing?
I don't know, but apparently she feels she needs that to assert herself. I don't need it. I do it when I need it, but I don't need it.
Yeah, but you went butch last week, Ms. Gray.
And I'll thank you very much not to bring up when I go butch.
Well, we just heard Bobby Dooley do her... Your voice... Mine does, too. Everyone's losing their voice here, and so we're gonna bid you a fondue. I don't know how this sounds.
I told you I wasn't ready to come back.
General Gaiman Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Lemon.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Thank you for listening. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for... What is it, Bud, are you playing here?
It's called Tourist... Tourist... Shooting Tar Balls.
What the hell?
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Tourist Shooting Tar Balls.